USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the U.S. economy is facing some risks at the moment, but overall it's in a good place, and the Fed's main job is to keep it there as long as possible. Powell noted that unemployment is half a century low and inflation is running close to the Fed's 2% target. While Fed officials believe they have the correct strategy and tools to extend the current record-long expansion, it's important to examine whether any changes could improve the Fed's handling of the economy. Security forces continue to open fire directly at hundreds of anti-government demonstrators in central Baghdad, killing at least 10 and injuring dozens of others, hours after Iraq's top Shiite cleric warned both sides to end 4 days of violence before it's too late. The death toll has raised to 53 people killed in the clashes during the continuing protests and marked a sharp escalation in the use of force against unarmed protesters. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The impeachment investigation into President Donald Trump widened into a constitutional battle between the executive branch and Congress as Democrats officially subpoenaed White House officials and the president signaled his administration would not be cooperating. Trump said he would formally object to the impeachment investigation, even though he acknowledges that White House Democrats have the votes to proceed. Democrats warned that Trump is on a path of defiance, obstruction, and cover-up, and said defying their subpoena would be considered evidence of obstruction, potentially an impeachable offense. Trump said the resolution would likely pass the House, but he predicted it would backfire on the campaign trail for the Democrats.
I do believe that because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three, I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
Three Democratic chairmen warned Trump in a letter accompanying the subpoena, stating Speaker Pelosi has confirmed that an impeachment inquiry is underway and is not for the White House to say otherwise. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The rock band Metallica has had to cancel dates on their tour. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Metallica is saying frontman James Hetfield has entered rehab. As a result, the band is canceling its upcoming tour in Australia and New Zealand. Three of the band members posted a statement on Twitter announcing the decision and apologizing to fans. A statement by drummer Lars Ulrich, guitarist Kurt Hammett, and bassist Rob Trujillo says anyone who purchased tickets for the remaining show dates will receive automatic refunds. The band was scheduled to play 5 Australian cities and then 4 shows in New Zealand. The statement says Hetfield, who's 56, has struggled with addiction for years and has re-entered a treatment program, but it didn't elaborate. The band said they appreciate fans' understanding and support of the Metallica co-founder.
A top union negotiator said bargainers are making progress on a contract that could end the 19-day strike against General Motors. United Auto Workers Vice President Terry Dittes said in a letter to local officials that talks have advanced on health care and a path for temporary workers to get full-time jobs. But he said wages, job security, skilled trade jobs, and pensions remain unsettled. Dittes said he'll keep working into the weekend in an effort to reach a tentative agreement. About 49,000 UAW workers walked off their jobs on September 16th when contract talks slowed. The strike has shut down GM production in the U.S. and forced factories in Canada and Mexico to close. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.